Ramez Scaf immigrated to the United States in 1970 from Lebanon. In this StoryCorps piece, his daughter Adele Hapworth asks him about what he experienced when he moved to the U.S., how he met his wife, and what he values most in life.
I was first in my class in many subjects, including especially mathematics and science. So the people that know me felt always I have to go to the university. So it was not easy to leave. It was very, very hard. But also, my dad and my mom were pushing me so I can make a better life because they knew of my ability.
Can you tell me one story about your dad?
He was a storyteller, and he used to have so many saying that many of us in the family now repeat when we talk to each other, you know. And
can you tell me any of them?
You human being, remember your time is limited here, so do the best you can to enjoy life and make life better for everyone. I used to say that all the time.
In Arabic?
In Arabic, yeah. افرح يا بن آدم وانت فيها وساعد العالم يلي فيها قبل ما ينتلي تمك تراب.
Did you originally think you would just go to school in the U.S. and come back to Lebanon?
Definitely, yes. I was going to school in the United States so I can go back. When I came here, the war started in Lebanon, and that's complicated the whole matter. So my family did not want me to go back, and I could not go back. And then after I finished my bachelor degree, I went to Catholic University, and there...
I know that's where you met Mom.
Yes.
And so can you tell the story of how you met Mom?
Yeah. The story of my love, I would say. A true love story. So I was a student at Catholic University, and at that time I had an assistantship. And I enjoyed that tremendously. So I used to go to the library to study. And there at the library, Mom was a reference librarian. And I was really so taken by her kindness and beauty and the way she really helped the people around her. And so I tried my luck by asking her to find a book for me. So that's how the relationship started.
What did your family think when you said you met Mom and you wanted to marry an American?
They were excited, especially when they saw her picture. And she looked like a model. I mean, she like an actress. I mean, it's like in the movies. And so everybody was so excited and marrying such a beauty. And everything worked together for me to come here so I can work and...
The stars were aligned.
It is amazing, really, when you think about it. And also, in life, the most important thing is to have somebody that you can share your life with. And for me, to meet Mom and share the life with her, that's so precious. And it is so important then to have a wonderful family to grow with. I don't know what else you can ask in life, really. I mean, I don't think I have more things to say to life than thank you.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.